Several blind delegates at the Democratic convention say they were not given the proper accommodations for their disability. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports it calls into question what was billed as, quote, the most accessible convention ever.
When blind people listen to a show or movie, they often get an audio description of the action, so they know what's going on other than the dialogue. Mark Lasser, a blind delegate from Colorado, says DNC organizers promised to provide audio descriptions of events at the Wells Fargo Center, but never did.
4 years ago, at the Republican convention, what did Clint Eastwood do? And the answer is, of course, talk to a chair. Well, how would a blind person know that that's what was happening?
Right. Lasser and blind Indiana delegate Rob Kearney also say they didn't receive credentials for their sighted guides until just a few days before the convention, which made it difficult to book travel. Kearney says that was enough to convince him not to come back in 4 years.
This will be my last convention because, I'm done. I just don't know if I want to struggle with this fight again.
Kearney and Lasser also say the DNC did not provide convention materials in alternative formats like Braille. But Gabe Casares, a blind delegate from Maryland, says he got the promised materials. Casares says while there may have been shortfalls in planning for blind delegates, the Democratic Party is nonetheless more inclusive of people with disabilities than Republicans are.
Disabilities is mentioned over 30 times. We're not relegated to a single section that covers all disability issues like the RNC platform does.
A spokesman for the DNC did not dispute most of the criticisms, but says, quote, let's keep things in perspective. Our opponent, Donald Trump, mocked a disabled reporter, behavior that even children know is inappropriate. For WHYY News, I'm Joe Hernandez.